second team, not first team, what does that all-pro honor mean to you?
Just to get all-pro, man, it's a great honor. My goal at the beginning of the year is definitely get first team all-pro. I think I just had one bad game, so I was this close to getting it. So it just gave me some more motivation to come back and get it next year.
To have the best defense in the NFL and only two guys picked?
Yeah, I have the number one defense and number one pass defense, only getting one all-pro. I mean, that's very suspect right there.
Does that motivate you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're motivated to win the Super Bowl. So we know that right now the season's over with. That all this stuff, really, I mean, it's a great accomplishment, but we want the Super Bowl.
Chris, even though you guys talk about the disrespect, it seems as though there's a selflessness about this. It's all about team rather than individuals on offense, you know, with the quarterbacks. But even on defense with all the shuffling and everything, do you sense in your time here that this team is more like that, you know, no selfishness kind of thing?
I would say it's just we got a lot of good players on defense. So it's I mean, they could have voted for anybody with the amount of talent that we have on defense. I mean, a lot of guys could have been capable of being all pros. And I mean, that's what makes us the number one defense. And it's just an honor to be able to be one of those focal points to get that. And I mean, that's the role I played all year.
Do you feel like you're kind of winning it for your team, so to speak? Like you're representing all of the guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, me being out there on the field, I'm kind of like the quarterback. So being able to orchestrate a lot of things out there on the field, be able to run different schemes and coverages. So just me being able to get it, I feel like I'm one of the leaders in the secondary. So it's for everybody in the back end.
Back in the off season, you came in here and talked about how, hey, they're going to leave me on an island. They're going to go a lot of man. Right. What does it mean to you now at the end of this regular season that you guys justified that faith that the coach is handing you by playing so well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just looking back at my last year that I had, my numbers were killing this year easy. I mean, my numbers last year were ridiculous. And to come back this year, my responsibility was 10 times higher than it was last year. So I would say this year would be a more impressive year for me just because, not because of the numbers, just because, I mean, number one receiver every week, playing straight man every game. So like you said, we was on the island every week. And Coach Wade had a lot of responsibility. He put a lot of responsibility on me and Tlaib to really hold up all year.
Would you been like playing for Wade this year? Vaughn was saying he really pushed him this year. What's it been like for you?
Oh, for me, I mean, definitely a lot harder, man. Wade, I mean, he puts all responsibility on us to make a lot of plays. And so I really had to be on my P's and Q's every day, every game. And because, I mean, if we don't play good, if I don't play good, we usually lose. So I just wanted to make sure that I was on my A game every week.
How big was the bye week? How's the shoulder? And
I'm feeling better, man. I'm on the right track. I'm getting rested. There's things I needed. I think I played over 1,000 snaps, so it's good to get my legs back and rested. And sure, I'll be ready to go.
You mentioned one bad game. Would you like another shot at the Steelers?
I mean, anytime you get beat by some of the team beats you, you always want to get them back. So them, who else beat us in the playoffs? Chiefs. Anytime you can get a rematch with them, I mean, I'd be happy.
Teams that you might play, you're talking about Macklin, Hopkins, Antonio Brown. Yeah. They've all got elite receivers. So how jacked up are you for that challenge, knowing that any way you're going to get a top-line guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now we're in the playoffs, man. So this is one good thing that we've already – I mean, we still played against Hopkins in the preseason. I think that was the third game. So it's like a real game. So we played the whole first half. So we've played all these guys. We're kind of familiar with them. They're familiar with us. So now it's just going to be who can win those one-on-one matchups.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Yep.